Om Shri Sai Ram, offering myself at Bhagwan's divine lotus feet. Esteemed elders and my dear brothers and sisters, my loving Sai Ram to all of you. On this auspicious occasion of Tamil New Year Day, we have a former student of Bhagwan, an alumnus of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Sri Bala Ramachandran, speaking to all of us on the valuable lessons he has learnt and which he continues to learn at the lotus feet of our Divine Master. Brother Bala Ramachandran joined for his undergraduate program in the Vrindavan campus of our university in the year 1994 and later went on to finish his Master's in Financial Management from the Prashanthi Nilayam campus between 1997 to 1999, where he was blessed to receive the most coveted gold medal from the divine hands. He was also blessed to be a part of Prashanthi Bhajan group, and currently he is an active bhajan singer as a part of Sundaram Bhajan group at Tamil Nadu. I now welcome Brother Bala Ramachandran to come over and share with all of us the unique lessons he has learned under the direct divine umbrella of our beloved Lord, Brother Bala Ramachandran.
त्वमेव माता च पिता त्वमेव त्वमेव बन्धुश्च सखा त्वमेव त्वमेव द्रविणं त्वमेव त्वमेव सर्वं मम देव देव त्वमेव सर्वं श्री साई देवा हर पल हर क्षण भूल करे हम हर पल हर क्षण भूल करे हम पग पग ठोकर खाए एक पग आगे दो पग पीछे साई तुम तक कैसे आए
Dear Swami, loving pranams at your lotus feet. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to all of you. Har pal har kshan bhool kare hum pag pag thokar kaaye. In those golden days when I had the opportunity to sit at Swami's lotus feet and sing, this was one bhajan we would sing before Swami. And what you just heard was the alap which was sung before the bhajan. I've always wondered about the meaning of this alap, because it starts like this. It says, Harupal Harikshan Bhul Kareham. Swami, each moment, every single moment, Swami, I make mistakes. And I suffer the consequences of those mistakes. But do I learn from those mistakes? Swami, no, Swami. Each time, each single time I take a step towards you, Swami, I take two step backward. Ek pag aage, do pag piche. And thus, Swami, my question to you is this.
Tum tak kaise aaye?
When each time I move forward, Swami, I move back two steps. How did I ever reach you, Swami? This is the same question I had at that time, and this continues to be the same question I have for Swami today. When I talk about Harupal Harikshan Bhul Kareham, what comes to my mind is a beautiful experience which a Sai brother of mine, a student brother of mine had. Once this brother felt that Swami was upset with him and felt that physically Swami was not interacting with him. And Swami would generally interact with this boy very frequently. But for a couple of days, which later on became weeks, Swami never spoke to this boy. And this Sai brother was very worried why Swami was not speaking to him. He felt that maybe he had made some mistake which had displeased Swami. And thus one day in darshan he sat before Swami. He got up and said, Swami, I'm sorry, Swami. The moment he said, I'm sorry, Swami, with a quizzical look on his face, Swami said, Enduku, which means for what? And again he said, Swami, sorry, Swami. And again Swami smiled and said, Enduku, for what? Now this brother was now very surprised. He went back home and maybe thought, maybe I never made a mistake, because I'm saying sorry to Swami, but Swami is asking me, why are you apologizing? So maybe I really didn't make any mistake, so maybe I should not have apologized at all. I unnecessarily wasted a sorry. But then Swami was still not speaking to him, so he decided to persist. And the next day, when he got his opportunity again, he got up and said, Swami, sorry, Swami. And again Swami said, Enduku, for what? And said, Swami, sorry, Swami, for the mistake I committed. Swami said, exactly, that is what I am also asking you. Out of the so many mistakes that you have done, for which mistake are you asking for pardon? So Enduku does not mean why are you asking sorry. What basically it means is, of the many mistakes that you have committed, for which mistake are you asking for sorry? Harupal Harikshan Bhul Karehim. I don't think this was a story of just this brother. I think it's my story too. And that's why I ask you, Swami,
Tum tak kaise aaye?
And very beautifully, in the second part of this alap, Swami gives the response.
Tum tak kaise aaye?
The question ends there, and the answer starts after that.
Karuna sagar parama dayalu Sai.
Swami, each time I take a step forward, I go back two times, and I consistently do that even today, Swami. But I've still reached you, Swami. Why? Because you are the ocean of compassion. Karuna Sagar, Parama Dayalu, Swami. And thus, Swami, despite all my mistakes, I stand before you today in those hallowed premises, in a place which I believe is the sanctum sanctorum of the entire cosmos. Swami, I stand in the nerve center of the entire creation, in these very holy grounds where you walked physically. It just goes to say how difficult it is to reach, Swami, and we have reached so easily. But then I keep asking, Swami, I have reached you, Swami. You have drawn me to you. And Swami, this is an opportunity for me to remind myself about why you have brought me to you. Another beautiful incident which happened in this very ground. Once Swami was speaking to us, all the boys, and there were a group of VIPs who had come. Swami was interacting with the VIPs, Swami was also interacting with the boys, and somewhere in between, looking at the VIPs, Swami said, see, these boys are all MS students. MS students, now Master of Sciences. Now the truth is, none of us were MS students. We were all BCom, BA, MBA, maybe, but never MS students. But Swami was saying these are all MS students. And naturally you felt very proud when Swami is saying you're all MS students, especially so when you're not really MS students. But a few seconds later, after the VIPs had departed, Swami came back to us again and said, boys, remember I introduced you as MS students. You know what MS is? And we said, Swami, Master of Sciences, Swami. Swami said, no. MS means March, September student. That means you take your exam in March, you fail, take your exam in September, fail again, take your exam in March, take your exam in September, punarapi jananam, punarapi manaram, punarapi jananam, punarapi manaram. You're born, you die, you're born, you die, you're born, you die, because you do not pass the exam, the purpose for which you are born. And Swami, whenever I think of that episode, and I can see you smiling now because I've still not learned that lesson. You were trying to tell us, Swami, maybe, that you are here because you have to pass that exam, which will ensure that you're never born again. And you come only when I come. You come only when I come down, and you come as my companions. So maybe Swami has come to tell us that you need to pass that exam. One more beautiful episode. Okay, now the exam is what I have to pass. But then what do I need to realize in order to pass the exam? Naturally, Swami is a teacher. He has certain things to teach. I will have to internalize them if I have to pass the exam. So the question is, Swami, what have you come to teach? What is your mission? One more beautiful episode, which again happened in these very hallowed grounds. There was this gentleman, I'm talking about a long, long time ago. There was this gentleman who was very well educated. In those days, the biggest degree you could talk about was a BA. He was a BA honors. And he was very proud of the fact that he was a BA honors. And this gentleman came to see Swami for the first time. Naturally, he knew nothing about the system here. He didn't know how things would work here. He did not know about the darshan tokens. So what happens is, if darshan is at 6 o'clock, our friend walks in at 6 o'clock, only to find the mandir completely filled up. And he's got no place to sit. The Sevadal politely tells him, sorry sir, you cannot go inside now. And this gentleman is very upset because he, a BA honors, is made to wait outside. And he's even more upset because he finds apparently unread people, uneducated people, people from villages seated inside in the first rows. And he was very upset. And then what happens is, after a lot of difficulty, he finds a place somewhere behind, and then Swami comes out for darshan. Swami walks very smoothly along these very grounds where you're currently seated, and then comes to the very corner. Swami has got a knack of picking up people, so he goes straight towards this gentleman. As he nears the gentleman, Swami starts smiling, and then Swami looks straight into his eyes and says, you might be a BA, but I am a double BA. BA, BA, Baba. If you are a BA, I am a double BA. Now, anything that Swami mentions casually, all of us know, will have multiple levels of meaning. On another occasion, I remember Swami said, BA, BA means B for being, Sat. A for awareness, Chit. B for bliss, Ananda. And A for Atma. Sat, Chit, Ananda, Swarupa, Parabrahma, Atma is a Swami. He is the master of all creation. He is the Adi Purusha. He is the source of all avatars, was what Swami was saying. Now, Swami, this is what you are, Swami. But then what's the lesson I take away from this? And this reminds me of something which again happened in Prashantinilayam. This was during a Kavi Sammelan. And as you might be aware, during the Kavi Sammelan, we have poets coming from across the world, from across the country, who read out very erudite poems, very difficult to understand poems, philosophical poems. And amidst all those philosophical poems was the opportunity of Sri Kasturi Ji, the biographer of Swami who wrote Satyam Shivam Sundaram. It was his opportunity to speak, in fact, to read out a poem. And he started his poem with the following lines. He said, twinkle, twinkle, little star. Imagine in a Kavi Sammelan where there are very erudite poems read out. Imagine somebody starting with a nursery rhyme. He actually said, twinkle, twinkle, little star. Now the original nursery rhyme is, how I wonder what you are. But that's where the twist in the tale was. Kasturi sir said, "Twinkle, twinkle, little star, have you wondered what you are? Oh man, have you ever wondered what you are? You are not what you think, you are the very spark of Sai." So Swami, if you are B-A-B-A, being awareness, bliss, Atma, then what is the lesson Swami has for us? Swami, what am I, Swami? Swami often says, we are a spark. And again, I remember a very beautiful incident which happened in this mandir right behind us. Alf Johansson Tiedemann, in Kasturi sir's own words in Loving God, he says, he drove all the way from Bangalore to Prashanthi Nilayam and walked up the stairs to Swami's room. And when he walked up the stairs to Swami's room, it was an afternoon, what did he find? He opens the door and finds Swami seated on the chair, and next to him was Kasturi sir. The moment Alf Tiedemann enters Swami's room, Swami looks at him, and physically Swami seeing him after a long time. So Swami looks at him, and then Swami says, "Alf, you look very fit and fresh." Now you would expect Swami to tell you that you're looking very fit and fresh. So naturally, Alf Tiedemann was very surprised. But before he could recover from the surprise, Swami throws a question at him. Swami says, "How do I look?" Now, what do you say when Swami asks you, "How do I look?" For want of time to think, Alf Tiedemann repeated the very same words which Swami put in his mouth. He said, "Swami, you also look very fit and fresh." And then comes the next question. He points to Kasturi. Swami points to Kasturi and says, "How does Kasturi look?" Again, no time to think, and Alf Tiedemann says, "Swami, Kasturi also looks very fit and fresh." And after that, Swami looks at Alf and beautifully summarizes it. Swami says, "Alf, I look very fit and fresh. You look very fit and fresh. Kasturi also looks very fit and fresh. I look very fit and fresh. You look very fit and fresh. Kasturi also looks very fit and fresh." Do you know why? Because you are all my reflections. So when I look very fit and fresh, automatically you look very fit and fresh, and Kasturi also looks very fit and fresh. Swami, what a lovely way to say, Swami, that we are not insignificant beings. We are your sparks. Swami, so if you are B-A-B-A, Swami, we are sparks of that infinite divine effulgence. So Swami, that is one lesson I take away, that I am divine. But is that the end of it, Swami? Swami says no. And here's one more beautiful lesson, again with Kasturi sir. When Kasturi sir was the state president of the Sri Satya Sai organization Karnataka, and you ask Varadhan sir, he will tell you the kind of responsibility which a state president has and the kind of pressures that work involves. Once, unable to take the pressure, he walked up to Swami and said, "Swami, I don't want to be state president, Swami. State president is a big position, Swami. I don't want such big positions like state president, Swami. I only want to be an insignificant worm at your lotus feet." This is the prayer which he submitted before Swami. And naturally, there was a very humble, modest statement to make. I don't know what he expected, but generally, if I had made the statement, I would have expected some appreciation from Swami. But Swami had a very unconventional response. Swami said, "Kasturi, just because you are a state president, just because you are a state president, who said you are not a worm? You are trying to tell me I don't want to be a state president, Swami, I want to be a worm." Swami says, "Just because you're a state president, who said you're not a worm?" Lesson one. Lesson number two, the meaning of what you said is the worm is small. Why are you insulting the worm? Because even in the worm, there is God. What a beautiful lesson, Swami.
Anoraniyana mahato mahiyana.
Swami, you are there in the smallest of smallest. You are there in the biggest of biggest, Swami. So that's lesson number two, Swami. Not just that I am divine, Swami. Every being that I see around me is divine. Is that the end? Swami says no. One last beautiful incident again which happened in these divine premises. And one of those gentlemen who was actually there when this happened is actually here in the Bhajan group along with us in the Sundaram Bhajan group. I had the good fortune to hear this from him. It must have been at about 8 or 9 p.m. at night. And Swami used to stay here, right here in his mandir. And 9 o'clock, you don't expect Swami to walk out because Swami must have retired for the day. So all boys have settled down here. They're all ready to sleep. When suddenly, Swami walks out. And along with Swami is a gentleman who's come from a very famous company which is into selling lighting equipment. And this gentleman is from Bombay and is conversing with Swami in Hindi, and Swami is responding to him in Hindi. This gentleman was taking Swami all around the mandir, and he had come to sell his lighting equipment to Swami because Swami's birthday was coming, and Swami was supposed to buy the lighting equipment, and this gentleman was making a sales pitch. So he stood here and said, "Swami, here Swami, we can have golden colored light. That lighting effect will be very beautiful." And then he moved to another corner of the mandir and said, "Here Swami, we will have blue light because here the lighting effect is very beautiful. Here Swami, we must have red colored light because then the lighting effect is going to be very beautiful." And Swami listens to all this very silently with the boys following him. At one point, after this gentleman had spoken completely, Swami looked at him and said, "Tu suraj ko dekha hai? Have you seen the sun?" And that person says, "Yes Swami, I have seen the sun." "Dekha hai Swami." "Tu taron ko dekha hai? Have you seen the stars?" "Yes Swami, I have seen the stars." "Tu chand ko dekha hai? Have you seen the moon?" "Yes Swami." That's what this gentleman says. And again Swami says, "Tu indradhanush ko dekha hai? Have you seen the rainbow?" He says, "Swami, yes." "Tu suraj ko dekha hai? Tu chand ko dekha hai? Tu indradhanush ko dekha hai? Tu taron ko dekha hai? Wo sab mera lighting effects hai. Those are all my lighting effects. Tu kya lighting effects ke baare mein baat karta hu? About what lighting effects are you talking about?" And the lesson I take away, Swami, is Swami, not just me, Swami. Not just every other being in this world, Swami. Swami, everything that I see, everything that I see with my eyes, touch and feel, Swami, they are all you, Swami. They are all your manifestation. Swami, is that the lesson that you have come to teach? And that's what I believe you have come to teach, Swami. My time is running out, so let me conclude. When I talk about all this, these are things which happened in Prashanta Nilayam, in the divine presence of the Lord. And it reminds me of what Sri Ramakrishna said when he visited Vrindavan. Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, when he said Vrindavan, it was the evening hour, just like this evening. He said, "O Krishna, the same Goduli hour is there, Krishna, when the cows come back. Krishna, the cows are still there. The Yamuna still flows. But Krishna, only you are missing, Krishna. These eyes don't see you." And Swami, when I stand here today, that's what I think, Swami. All this happened in your Prashanta Nilayam. That Prashanta Nilayam is still here, Swami. That mandir is still here, Swami. The devotees are still here, Swami. The Chitravati still flows, Swami. The evening hour is still there, Swami. And the darshan music is still there, Swami. The Vedam chant is still there, Swami. But these poor eyes can't see you. But then, finally, I'm assured by one story. Again, let me borrow a story from Loving God when I conclude. Once it is said that Swami sat with a group of devotees, including Kasturi sir, and Swami wanted to give a photograph to all these devotees. He wanted to take a photograph along with the devotees. And somewhere in between, they were wondering who will take the photograph, because then everybody wants a chance for the photo with Swami. And then Swami said, he volunteered saying, "I will take the photograph." And they said, "Swami, what's the point of a photograph without you? If you're going to take the photograph, we want this photo with you." Swami said, "Hey, chup, let me take the photo." And what happens is everybody poses with just the empty chair, as you see now, with just the empty chair, they pose, and Swami does the job of the photographer. And believe it or not, when the photograph is developed, what do you see? You would have guessed. And if you don't guess, you must see this page in Loving God. The photograph is there for generations to see. You actually find in that photograph taken by Swami, Swami himself sitting with a very surprised look on his face. Look at Loving God and you'll find this photo. Often, Swami, I wonder, why did you do this Leela? But now I think, Swami, maybe you did this Leela because you knew, Swami, that someday these stupid eyes of mine would see only this empty chair. And maybe, Swami, you were trying to say that no chair is really empty. That no chair is really empty. Otherwise, Swami, why would you photograph an empty photo and show yourself in the photo, Swami? I conclude with the very first song that Swami taught me when I had the... I am a child of two states, both Tamil Nadu and Kerala, because I was brought up in Kerala, and currently Swami has put me in Tamil Nadu as part of the Sundaram Bhajan group, which was one of those groups which received direct guidance from Swami, and I'm so blessed that I received the guidance there. Let me now conclude with the first ever song I heard when I entered Trichur Samiti. It sums up everything that I want to say, Swami.
Govinda Sai, Govinda Sai, Govinda Sai, Govinda, Govindan Tirupartil Varum, Govinda Sai, Govinda. Ennu kaanum njan, ennu kaanum njan, ennullil vaalum Sai. Ennu kaanum njan, ende chittathil, ennude omal Sai. Ennude omal Sai, ennude omal Sai.
Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you, Brother Balaram Chandran, for sharing with all of us the beautiful insights. The more we learn about Bhagwan, the more we yearn for His love. Now, the Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organizations, State of Tamil Nadu, will wholeheartedly offer their sincere gratitude to Bhagwan as they present the invocation song to our Lord, who is verily the quintessence of Pranava, the Kali Avatara, who has repeatedly given us the assurance, why fear when I am here? The Vaidya Narayana, who has cured the mortal illness of millions across the globe. The Veda Purusha, who has gifted mankind the golden opportunity to chant the immortal Vedas without any distinction of caste, creed or color. On this holy occasion of Chitrai Jaya New Year, your children from Tamil Nadu pray to you, O Lord, with an invocation song, which will be followed by a drama presentation titled Sai World Vision by the youth from Tamil Nadu. After the drama presentation, students of Bhagwan will be getting the video discourse translated in Tamil language, blessed by Bhagwan. This discourse, which is titled Anburan Sai, which means with love Sai, was delivered to students in the year 2003. We now offer the invocation song, Jai Sai Ram. Thank you.
தாம் 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 தேயி தகுந்த ரிக்கட தக தக்க தாம் 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 தேயி தகுந்த ரிக்கட தக தாம் தாம் தக்கிட்ட தக்க தாம் தக்கிட்ட 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 தனி புஜம் தக்க தனி புஜம் தக்க தக்க தனி புஜம் தக்குந்த டிக்கெட்ட தக தனி புஜம் தக்க தனி புஜம் தக்க தக்க தனி புஜம் தக்குந்த டிக்கெட்ட தக தஜம் தக் தக்க ஜம் தக தக்க கிரதகிரதோம் தஜம் தக் தக்க ஜம் தக தக்க கிரதகிரதோம் 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 தக்
சாரபக்ஷிதம் உமாசுதம் சோக விநாச காரணம் நமாமி விக்னேஸ்வர பாதபம்
தேவனே வேதமே பொருளே சத்திய நித்திய நிர்மல நீயே சாயி பரம் பொருளே நாதநாம ரூபனே வேதமே பொருளே சத்திய நித்திய நிர்மல நீயே சாயி பரம் பொருளே
அலைமகள் கலைமகள் மலைமகள் நீ மாசிவன் கணபதி முருகனு நீ அலைமகள் கலைமகள் மலைமகள் நீ மாசிவன் கணபதி முருகனு நீ அல்லா இயேசு புத்தனுமா
Om Sri Sai Ram. We offer our most humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan. We, the Sai youth of Tamil Nadu, offer at the divine lotus feet a drama entitled Sai World Vision. Human life is an eternal quest for peace and joy. Mankind has been aspiring for, over generations, a creedless society devoid of distress, disease, and destruction. Today, in spite of significant advancements in science, technology, and telecommunications across the globe, there are widespread negative tendencies and hunger for power, leading to a decline of moral and ethical values in every individual and in society at large. Man is lost in this battle and has failed to understand that mere superficial human effort alone will not suffice to create a boundless world. To overcome these colossal challenges, it takes much more than physical, economic, and intellectual power, a spiritual power, and a divine vision. This drama is a humble attempt to depict the unfolding of that divine sankalpa, the Sai World Vision, where each one lives for the other and all live for one God. The drama opens with Venkat, a news reporter of a national news channel, anchoring his prime time coverage.
A breaking news that has just come in. Bomb blasts have been reported at Pune in a crowded market. Nearly 15 people have been reported dead and around 200 injured. The above count includes innocent women and children below the age of 10. Our channel will continue to report the happenings at the site. Thank you.
Good morning, Venkat. I see you in deep thoughts. Is there any problem?
Good morning, Rahul. Or rather, bad morning. Yes, I have been thinking about the blast. There seems to be no good news for me to report. It has to be either a riot, or a blast, or political rivalry.
That's correct. But that is what is happening, right? It's no different for me as well. I go home only to get a call asking me to come and shoot the after effects of a calamity.
It's really frustrating. We are surrounded with negativity. Will we ever be able to report something positive? Will we ever be able to show the world something good?
It's okay, Venkat. Cool down. We have got a task at hand. Let us visit the blast site.
I was told that rescue operations are underway, but I don't see any of that here.
Venkat, are you not aware that they are all just news?
Looks like there are some people actually trying to help the victims.
Yes, must be one of those umpteen number of groups which try to exploit such situation for their own publicity.
Let us not jump to conclusions. I don't see them displaying any of their affiliations. Sir, I am a media reporter. I am here to cover the happenings in the site. I see you helping the blast victims. Who are you? And what are you doing here risking your life, sir?
Please excuse us, brother. People are in dire need of help here. This is neither the time nor the place to introduce ourselves. Probably we can catch up later.
There is something different about the calmness and compassion with which these people are working tirelessly to help people unknown to them Is it not Rahul?
Maybe, but I'm not sure. As I said, there are so many groups which use these occasions as a platform for their own selfish needs. Anyway, they are not going to form our prime time coverage. Look there. The district head has something to say. Let's go there.
This is to confirm that things are under control. We have deputed multiple groups to react and manage the situation. They are already taking action in reaching out to the victims. We have addressed many such situations in the past. Nothing to worry.
But I don't even see a single doctor here attending to the victims.
As I mentioned, there is nothing to panic and we are in complete control. Thank you. Thank you.
Rahul, this is a blatant misrepresentation. We are here witnessing the reality on the field. This is rather disgusting.
Yes, but that is what will sell. Anyway, let's go now and catch up tomorrow in office.
Hi Venkat.
Good morning.
I had asked you to work on a documentary depicting an organization which provides a holistic benefit to the society. Where are you on that?
Yes sir, I remember. But I have not figured out any organization which provides a holistic benefit to the society.
Venkat, I never asked you to search. Why don't you cover Diamond Foundation?
Diamond Foundation? I have not even heard about it.
Venkat, that does not matter. They are backed by our channel's management and they are also our funding partners. So it is imperative that we project them.
But sir, to bring to your attention, I had actually noticed a group helping the victims at the blast site the other day. I would like to talk to them as well.
You are free to do so, but I have communicated my expectations very clearly.
Maybe it's time I reach out to those youngsters.
Thanks, gentlemen, for accepting my request and coming over at a short notice.
No problem, sir. It's our pleasure.
I was impressed by the way you folks were providing help to the victims at the blast site. So, I was curious to know about your background.
Sir, my name is Kumar and I am a software engineer by profession. He is Mr. Harish, a chartered accountant. And he is Siddharth, a doctor. We all just responded to the need of the hour.
Though we are from diverse backgrounds, we are united by the organization to which we belong, which is the youth wing of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations.
Can you tell me a bit more about the genesis of this organization? I am inquisitive to know.
Sir, our source of inspiration is Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. The founding objectives of our organization are the sayings, love all, serve all, help ever, hurt never.
This is really fantastic, gentlemen. I'm just wondering how I was left unaware about all this for so long.
Sir, we are not surprised. We don't believe in publicity. Our core values are around individual transformation leading to societal transformation. And we have never ever had a need to market ourselves.
I am very impressed. And this has set me thinking. Will it be possible for you to come over to my office? I would like you to meet a larger team.
Sure, sir. No problem.
Thanks a lot. Hello, sir. In continuation with our discussion the other day on the documentary, I had a chance to interact with one another organization.
Okay, but I believe I had already set my expectations very clearly.
Yes, I am aware. But these set of people seem to be very different and pretty unique as well. I have invited them to come over here so that you too can have a conversation with them.
Good that you've invited them. It gives me an opportunity to prove to you that most of these groups work only for their own selfish motives. I have seen so many such organizations in my experience. Let us meet them. Hello, gentlemen. I am given to understand from Venkat that your organization plays a vital role in societal transformation. Can I know something more about your organization?
Our organization was founded by our divine master, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a totally selfless, transparent organization with truth, righteousness, peace, love, and non-violence as the foundational principles.
I see. You sound like yet another religious organization. For that matter, I have my own apprehensions on any religious entity. I am of the opinion that in today's world, they lead to further fragmentation of the society.
I beg to differ, sir. First of all, our organization is not a religious organization, but a spiritual and service organization. Bhagavan Baba encourages us not to focus on religion, but on devotion and selfless service. He taught us that Manava Seva is Madhava Seva, that is, service to mankind is service to God.
But gentlemen, this philosophy is not something new. There are thousands of NGOs all over the world who have similar philosophies. How are you different?
A very good question, sir. The difference is not in what we do, but why we do it.
What do you mean by that, Mr. Harish?
We firmly believe that individual transformation through selfless service will automatically lead to societal transformation. The simple watchword that Bhagavan Baba has given us, love all, serve all, help ever, hurt never.
In fact, we feel grateful to the person who gives us an opportunity to serve. The satisfaction that we derive by serving the needy or the helpless who are unknown to us without expecting anything in return is so fulfilling and rewarding.
Gentlemen, I understand all that you say. But individual transformation is not easy. And societal needs can't wait for an individual to get transformed. The organization has to scale to cater to the larger needs of the society.
Absolutely, sir. The organization is already catering to the larger needs of the society. Have you heard of a massive water project that quenches the thirst of millions of people in India who have not even had the luxury of continuous supply of free-flowing water in their houses?
Or of educational institutions which impart top-class secular education along with value-based education from the kindergarten level to the doctorate level, totally free of cost, thereby molding hundreds of men and women of sterling character.
With Bhagavan's guidance, villages are adopted and equipped with safe drinking water and medical facilities through Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program. Children are taught human values through the Rural Bal Vikas Program. Many self-help groups have been formed to make the villagers self-reliant and confident.
This is really amazing. I now see how the needs of the society are getting addressed.
While these projects are ongoing, with the grace of Bhagwan, we have been able to take up many short-term activities as well, responding rapidly to the dire needs of the people. One such instance that comes to my mind is the implementation of Sai Net in Kenya to prevent the spread of malaria.
Through this project, we have been able to distribute more than 1 lakh mosquito nets, totally free of cost, and about 5 lakh people have been benefited. This has now been extended to Sierra Leone, a remote West African country ravaged by civil war for years. The entire work is carried out by a group of inspired Sai youth.
If all that you say is true, why is that this organization is not interested in publicity?
Sir, there has been no necessity for us to publicize ourselves. Bhagwan has drawn all of us through his divine love, and he continues to be the driving force. Otherwise, how can one explain over 1,400 Satya Sai centers operating out of 114 countries, rendering selfless service to the needy and poor?
Interesting. Thank you, gentlemen, for providing us with a lot of insights of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, sir. You are most welcome.
Sir, I hope you would now agree with me that Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization is pretty unique and different. I think we should leverage this for our project.
Maybe they are different, but Venkat, I would still want to project Diamond Foundation only because of the sheer benefits we get by doing so. I surely cannot compromise on that.
Sir, I don't think I can accept your request in this regard, and certainly not after getting convinced of what Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations stand for.
So, what have you got to say?
Sir, I don't have any other choice but to offer my resignation and continue on this project as my personal passion.
If that is what you wish, then I am not going to stop you. The choice is yours.
Gentlemen, as you are aware, I have now resigned from my position in the company and I am going to pursue my passion of creating a documentary which will highlight the impact created by Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization. I would request your support for the same.
Certainly, sir. We will provide all the required support.
We will help you meet various people across the diverse society who can provide you more insights.
Vaishnava jana to tene kahiye je peed paraye jaane re Vaishnava jana to tene kahiye je peed paraye. Okay.
Brothers, I am really thrilled to see the impact created by Sri Satya Sai Seva organization. Being in the media industry, I am very ashamed for not having projected these activities into the limelight.
Sir, there is nothing to feel ashamed about. Our organization does not need any kind of publicity. We derive happiness only from seeing the needy happy.
Mr. Venkat, a new project driven by Sri Satya Sai organization is being launched in a school nearby, and we would like to invite you for that function. Could we go?
Sure, let's go.
Sairam sir, may we come in?
Oh Harish, Kumar, Sairam, it's nice to see you here today.
Sairam sir, we also have with us Mr. Venkat. He is currently working on creating a documentary titled Pillars of Societal Change, and we have taken the liberty to bring him along with us today.
Oh that's wonderful. Welcome Mr. Venkat. It's a pleasure to have you here during the launch of the Vidyavahini program in this school.
Vidyavahini?
Yes. Let us understand the aim of education from a divine master himself.
What is the aim of education? Aim of education is not ever vicharinchadam ledu. Education should be for life, not for living. This education knowledge, everything that you are doing, practical knowledge.
Created the solution, Vidyavahini, a comprehensive amalgamation of the best practices of education, the best techniques of teaching, the vast resource pool of talent and volunteers eager to help, the best technologies and information dissemination, and few all these with the supreme principle that guided his life. Love all, serve all.
Bhagwan Baba, in his divine grace and compassion, launched this program on his 85th birthday with a sole vision of transforming the way we provide education in rural India.
This project focuses on value-based education within the boundaries of the curriculum. It is achieved through different dynamic, interesting methods of teaching, thus inculcating interest in both the student and the teacher.
This is really fantastic. But given the scale it wishes to achieve, is it not a mammoth task?
Well, it may seem to be a mammoth task, but nothing is big or impossible with Swami.
And by Bhagwan's grace, this project has been launched in over 100 schools so far. And over 3,000 teachers and volunteers are working across the globe to realize this vision.
Not only that, sir, Sri Ratan Tata and his organization have come forward to contribute towards this cause as a technology solutions partner.
This is indeed amazing.
So let me introduce you to Mr. David and Mr. Pankaj. They are the chief architects in Data One Technologies. They are rendering their service to the Vidyavahini program as volunteers.
Hello, Mr. David and Mr. Pankaj. Nice to meet you. May I know how you got involved with this project?
Sir, I always had a wish to contribute something for the betterment of the society. But my hectic professional schedule did not allow me to find the time. But when I came to know about this project, I was really impressed with its noble cause. Moreover, this project uses technology as an enabler. And being from the information technology industry, it is very well aligned to my strengths.
Great! This only proves that if a person is willing to serve the society, there are lots of opportunities around him.
Sir, to be honest, I have not even seen Bhagwan Baba, and I had my own reservations to get associated with any such organization. But now, I can vouch for this philosophy that is being practiced here, which is fatherhood of God and brotherhood of man. There is no differentiation by caste or creed, and universal brotherhood is very vibrant here.
In fact, my organization has decided to align its CSR activities to this initiative. We visit such schools as a team twice in a month to provide the required support. All that I can say is that there is a whole lot of momentum getting generated for this project.
Absolutely. Being a person in the field of education, I have witnessed how our system of education was slowly deteriorating. This project is changing all that, and I am now witnessing the impact this program is creating in molding children to become responsible citizens of this country.
Sir, this is truly inspiring. I am very fortunate to be here.
Let us all pray to Swami and launch the Sri Satya Sai Vidyavahini program in this school.
Dear viewers, I am very happy today have today with us Dr. V. Mohan, an eminent diabetologist and a Padma Shri awardee. Dr. Mohan is also the convener for the Board of Trustees of Sri Satya Sai Trust Tamil Nadu. Doctor, welcome to this program. As you may be aware, I am now in the final leg of completion of my documentary, A Pillar of Societal Change, which showcases the unique services rendered by Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization for the betterment of the society. With regard to this documentary, I am already aware about the organization's good work in the field of education and the unique water project as well.
Yes.
Can you tell our viewers about the organization's contributions in the field of healthcare?
Sairam Venkat, with pleasure. As you may be aware, our beloved Bhagwan, out of his infinite love for humanity, has established two super speciality hospitals, one at Puttaparthi and the other at Whitefield. These two hospitals are called as temples of healing for the simple reason that they provide the most advanced world-class healthcare using the most sophisticated equipment that you can find anywhere in the world, whether it's in the United States or UK or Germany or Japan, And what is most surprising is that all this tertiary health care, which would cost lakhs and lakhs of rupees if done in any private hospital, is done completely free of cost. To just name some of the departments in these two hospitals, we have the Department of Cardiology and Cardiothoracic Surgery. We have Neurology and Neurosurgery. We have Orthopedics, Urology, Plastic Surgery, Gastroenterology and Ophthalmology, just to name a few. In a lighter vein, it is said that there is only one department missing in these hospitals, the billing department. Yes, it is true that all the sophisticated healthcare, tertiary level healthcare, whether it's an angioplasty or a bypass surgery, is provided completely free of cost. What might be running in your mind as I speak, Venkat, is that perhaps these hospitals just provide care to a few patients here and there, Namka Vaste here and there, or they just do a few procedures here and there. But if I tell you the truth, that these two hospitals, since their inception, have cared for more than 15 lakh patients, that is 1.5 million patients, to whom free consultations have been given. And not only that, in the Department of Cardiothoracic Surgery alone, 1.2 lakh procedures and operations, which would cost lakhs and lakhs of rupees, are done 100% free of cost. In my humble opinion, this is unprecedented and unparalleled anywhere in the world.
Doctor, I am awestruck and dumbfounded with these statistics. But do you think these are just isolated examples of success? As the saying goes, one swallow doesn't make a summer. Has the organization been able to contribute to healthcare outside these hospitals in Puttaparthi or Whitefield?
Definitely, Venkat. Dear viewers, you all know very well, I mentioned the tertiary healthcare which is provided by the two super speciality hospitals. Apart from that, Bhagwan Baba has also established the general hospitals, and in these general hospitals, primary health care and secondary health care are provided. So, be it a simple cold or a fever or the treatment of an acute infection or the treatment of a chronic lifelong disorders like diabetes and hypertension, lifelong free treatment is provided to thousands of patients, and not only that, free medicines are also provided through these general hospitals. Not only that, in virtually every state of this country, perhaps in every city and town of this great country of ours, there are free clinics established by the Sri Satya Sai Seva organizations. And if you just look at the number of people who have benefited by this, the numbers probably goes to tens of millions of patients who have been rendered free health care. In the state of Tamil Nadu, 45 hospitals have come forward to join hands with the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization by providing one free bed of their hospital for the poor and needy patients who are referred by the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization to these hospitals. So you see, Venkat and dear viewers, the mission started by our beloved Bhagawan, which is now being carried out by the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization, has now begun to percolate down to the other hospitals and the other doctors as well. The jewel in the crown, if I may put it that way, is the Sri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital. Our Bhagawan has said that it is not enough if you provide healthcare, it is not enough if you give it free, it is not enough if you give it with humaneness and empathy. He has said that we should take this free medical care to the doorsteps of the poor and needy people in the villages. And you know very well, Venkat, that 72% of our population lives in rural areas and villages where there is no healthcare. Healthcare is not affordable, accessible for any of these people. With this in view, the Sri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital was started, and within a short time of its inception, more than 6 lakh people in 12 mandals covering the villages in and around Puttaparthi have been benefited. It was therefore no surprise that recently a major national award was conferred on the Sri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital in the category of innovation, which has touched the lives of people. Not only in India, but all over the world, whether it is in Haiti, or in Chile, or in Venezuela, or in Zambia in Africa, or in Indonesia in Asia, silently a revolution is being undertaken by the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization in the field of healthcare.
Amazing. This is amazing. Doctor, can I ask you a couple of sensitive questions?
Definitely, Venkat.
You said there is no cash counter in the Satya Sai hospital.
That is true.
That means the income is zero.
Yes.
I was doing a quick mental calculation. The organization must be spending hundreds of crores of rupees on all these activities. How are these operations made sustainable? Can you please share the secret or magic formula with our viewers?
Venkat, there is no magic formula. However, there is a secret, and that is a divine secret which has been taught by our beloved Bhagwan. Bhagwan Baba has said that if people come together to do good, if they are all at the same wavelength, and if they have unity, purity and divinity in their thought, word and action, then Swami takes care of the rest. And with Swami, everything is possible.
Absolutely. One final question, Doctor. All this was possible when Swami was present in his physical form. Now the situation is different. Do you think these noble projects are possible in the future, even without Swami's physical presence for guidance?
Without an iota of doubt, and this is a question which I am often asked. And the reason for this is that Swami has transformed millions of people all over the world by touching their hearts and transforming them. They verily have become Sai ambassadors who will carry out his noble vision. Swami initially said, "My life is my message." Later, he transformed that when he said, "Your life is my message." By doing so, he has given us a golden opportunity to be humble servants and in part of his divine mission. On the organizational level, Swami has very carefully selected members of the Central Trust, all men of high integrity and capacity and capability. And these people look after each and every aspect of the running of the organization, whether it is in India or all over the world. And therefore, it is not correct to say that Swami is not there, because verily, Swami's work is Swami himself. And therefore, Swami is in front of us, behind us, above us, below us, and within us, guiding us and taking us along the path that he has set for humanity. Without any hesitation and with all humility, I may say that as long as the sun rises and as long as the sun sets, the Sai work will go on forever. Our beloved Bhagavan has promised us the Swarna Yuga, or the golden age. That golden age, Venkat and dear viewers, is not far away, and that will be the day when the entire world accepts the Sai way of life, and therefore we are all proud to be part of his divine mission.
Absolutely, Doctor, and this is simply superb. I hope our viewers would have got inspired with your wonderful message and words. Thank you very much, Doctor, and Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
నమస్తే. ఇంతవరకు ప్రసిద్ధి చెందిన పద్మశ్రీ డాక్టర్ వి మోహన్ గారి ముఖాముఖి ఆంగ్లంలో విన్నారు. ఇప్పుడు డాక్టర్ మోహన్ గారి ముఖాముఖి సంక్షిప్త సారాంశాన్ని తెలుగులో అందజేస్తున్నాం. భగవాన్ శ్రీ సత్యసాయి బాబా వారు ఇప్పుడు మన మధ్యలో లేదు కదా, కాబట్టి వారు చేపట్టి నిర్వహించిన మహోన్నత ఉచిత సేవా పథకాల్ని ఎలా కొనసాగలరు అన్న మన ప్రశ్నకు డాక్టర్ మోహన్ గారు, ఎవరు చెప్పారు భగవాన్ బాబావారు మన మధ్య లేదని? ఇప్పటికీ ఎప్పటికీ బాబావారు మన ముందు, వెనుక, పైన, క్రింద, మన చుట్టూ కాకుండా మనలోనే ఉన్నారని దృఢ విశ్వాసంతో చెప్పారు. కాకపోతే భగవాన్ బాబావారు ప్రజల కొరకు ఎన్నుకొన్న ఘన ఉచిత సేవా పథకాల్ని ఇప్పటికీ శ్రీ సత్యసాయి సెంట్రల్ ట్రస్ట్ సభ్యులు అదే స్థాయిలో నిర్వహించగలుగుతున్నారు, మరియు క్రొత్త పథకాల్ని కూడా చేపట్టి కొనసాగిస్తున్నారు. అంతేకాక ప్రపంచంలో పలు మూలలో శ్రీ సత్యసాయి సేవా సమితి సభ్యులు ముందులాగే ఇప్పటికీ ఐకమత్యంతో భక్తితో ప్రేమతో ప్రజలకు ఉచిత నిస్వార్థ సేవలను అందిస్తూనే ఉన్నారు. అనేక మంది ఈ సేవలలో పాల్గొని ప్రతి ఒక్కరూ వ్యక్తిగతంగా ఆధ్యాత్మిక మార్గంలో మార్పు చెందుతున్నారని విశదీకరించారు. ఇదే సాయి ప్రాపంచిక దృష్టి అని తెలియజేశారు. మరొకసారి డాక్టర్ పద్మశ్రీ మోహన్ గారికి మా ధన్యవాదాలు. నమస్తే.
We welcome one and all for this prestigious event. As you are aware, the nominations for various categories are thoroughly reviewed by a group of experts who have established themselves in their respective area of specialization. These nominations are not only evaluated from the presentation point of view, but also from their validity, accuracy, and authenticity. Now, over to the anchor.
Thank you, sir. Now, the first category is societal impact. While there are 3 projects that have been shortlisted from various media organizations, this jury feels this should be awarded to an independent nomination just for projecting the impact the organization has made. And this award goes to Venkat for his project titled Pillars of Societal Change.
Congratulations. That was a great work. It has come out very well.
Sir, all that I have done is to bring out the work that is being carried out by Sri Satya Sai Seva organizations.
But I have never seen you being associated with any organization of such stature. What is your motivation?
Sir, I only had an intention to bring out the good that is happening in this society. I have never seen Bhagavan Baba, but I have seen the impact that he has created and continues to create across the world through this organization. Being in a position of influencing the larger masses, I only reciprocated the call of my conscience to project the service activities and the impact created by this organization.
That's a noble thought. Can you share your learnings with the wider audience?
Sir, if only a person wants to contribute to the society in a positive manner, all that he has to do is to open up his mind and look around, and he would find a silent revolution happening through Sri Satya Sai Seva organization. You can find the Sai World Vision blossoming through the Sai Youth. From a personal standpoint, I now take a pledge to join hands with this organization and contribute towards the betterment of the society. I would be much honored if all of us join hands and take this pledge.
We, the Sai Youth, promise to change ourselves and follow the principles and teachings given by Bhagwan. We promise to lead a life worthy of Swami's love. Swami, take our love and let it flow to Thee. Take our hands, let them do thy work constantly. Take our souls, let them merge in thy holy light. Take our minds, make them pure and perfect in thy sight. May our thoughts born of thee be guided from above. Make us all, Bhagwan, your instruments of love.
Yuvati yuvakulara, eenadu yavat prapanchamu, ఈ ప్రపంచం యొక్క సౌభాగ్యము, ప్రపంచం యొక్క ఉన్నతి ఈనాటి యువతి యువకుల యొక్క ప్రవర్తనలపై ఆధారపడి ఉన్నది. యువతి యువకుల యొక్క ప్రవర్తన ఉత్తమమైనప్పుడే ఈ ప్రపంచం కూడాను ఉత్తమ ఆదర్శాన్ని అనుభవించగలదు. కనుక ఈనాటి యువతీ యువకులు పవిత్రమైన భావముల చేత, నిర్మలమైన చిత్తము చేత, నిస్వార్థమైనటువంటి సేవలో ప్రవేశించి దేశమునకు ఆనందాన్ని అందించాలి.
Joy, world of bliss and a world of love, a world transformed by the touch of sigh, set aside our mother's side.
A world of peace, a world of joy, a world of bliss and a world of love, a world transformed by the touch of sigh, set aside our mother's side.
We love you, sigh, we love you.
కొన్ని దినముల లోపలే మన ప్రపంచం అంతా కూడాను ఒకటిగా వచ్చి ఒక్క భారతదేశం అని పేరు పొందుతుంది. 28 ఇయర్స్ తర్వాత అంతా ఇండియానే అవుతుంది. అందరూ భారతీయులు భారతీయులు అంటారు కాని మరొక దేశం వాళ్ళు.
Come on. Bye. ईश्वराय नमः।
Thank you. Sukhino